It had been a disaster of a week full of unsuccessful client meetings and work that never seemed to end. And now, a broken printer. What was the point of having a personal printer in his office if it didn't even work half the time? He had had enough. Well, at least the beeping stopped. He'd need someone to fix that printer by tomorrow, though. It was Friday, but as the VP of marketing, Liam was set to come into the office over the weekend to oversee last-minute changes to Monday's pitch presentation. He supposed the generous $401k in corner office made up for his demanding schedule, though. And, of course, having Monica as his personal secretary only sweetened the deal. When he first saw her walk into his office just 4 months ago, he knew he had to have her. Completely. Sure, office romances were strictly forbidden, but what about office flings? And who follows the rules anyway? Ah, finally, 3 o'clock, the weekly meeting that he had set up with Monica. Liam knew these meetings could easily be emails, but he could never pass up an excuse to get her tight ass into his office. And while he couldn't put his finger on it, something told him that she might be looking forward to these meetings too.
Monica's office Outlook notified her of the weekly 3 o'clock meeting with Liam, but she didn't need reminding. It had been on her mind all day. It might just have been her imagination, but each encounter with Liam grew with intensity. What was it about him that made her feel so nervous and excited at the same time? Well, he was gorgeous for starters, but it was more than that too. It was the way he looked at her, especially in those weekly meetings. As though he could tell she was wearing her skimpiest lingerie under her dresses and suits. He wouldn't be wrong though, would he? She shook the idea out of her head. Liam was her boss, nothing more. But then again, what was the purpose of all of these weekly agendaless meetings? She had a sneaky suspicion there was more to it, and she hoped she was right. In any case, she had to keep it professional. But that didn't mean she couldn't wear something a little bit more special for those meetings. Like her favorite stilettos and a tailored dress that enhanced all of her assets. Good afternoon, sir. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
There it was, that voice. The fact that she called him sir instead of Liam sent a warm vibration all over his body. He wondered what that would sound like under much different circumstances. Come in. You're right on time. Somehow, Monica was always a combination of elegance and sex. He tried to mask his desire by inviting her to take a seat, to which she quickly obliged. Let's get started, shall we?
Monica sat down and crossed her legs. An act that seemed to have demure intentions, but exposed just enough of her thigh to send a message. Where would you like to begin?
That was a loaded question. At first, Liam kept his cool as they tied up some remaining loose ends over Monday's pitch. He seemed controlled, but Liam couldn't keep his mind on the task at hand. He observed Monica as she took notes, her delicate manicured fingers wrapped around that black pen. And he couldn't help but wonder what they would feel like circled around his dick.
Sorry, how long did you say it was?
A puzzled smirk appeared on Liam's face. Well, wouldn't she like to know? What was it with her questions today? It was the way she asked them, with her seemingly innocent doe-like eyes. But there was a glimmer of fire in them, as if she knew that her questions could be perceived in more than one way. He cleared his throat. Two could play at this game. Well, it would probably last all day, to be honest.
Monica tried to conceal a smile as she thought to herself. All good things do, don't they? She nodded and wrote down what seemed important, but she couldn't care less. Her main task right now was to not, by any means, stare at Liam's toned chest peeking ever so slightly through his unbuttoned top collar. Was he looking at her almost seductively today? Maybe Liam had loosened that soft silk necktie on purpose. And maybe it was an invitation.
Oh, screw it, Liam thought. He could watch Monica's fingers all day, imagining other uses for the flicks of her wrist, but now it was teasing him with no release. And the VP of marketing cannot sport a hard-on at 3:10 in the afternoon with his office door wide open. He blurted out the first solution that came to mind. Listen, stop writing. I'll print out the agenda for you.
Monica snapped out of her personal back and forth about Liam's intentions. The abruptness of his remark had startled her. She hadn't quite seen the side of her boss yet, commanding, decisive. He had found another way to enter her deepest fantasies.
Liam was so caught up in the moment that he had completely forgotten about the problems with that damn printer. But it was too late. This time it was much louder than before, and caused both Monica and Liam to rise suddenly from their chairs. Monica headed towards the printer in the back corner, while Liam quickly apologized to the employees working right outside of his office for the loud disturbance. He shut the door to help conceal the noise. And that's when it hit him. He was finally behind closed doors with Monica.
Monica looked up, instantly realizing that her fantasies with Liam were slowly coming to fruition. Yes, the door was closed, but she wouldn't get ahead of herself. The blinds on his windows were still open after all. She would keep her cool, help fix the printer, and then get back to work. This meeting was potentially dangerous. Or was it dangerously good? I think I can fix this. Monica shook the printer a little, her efforts causing a strand of hair to slowly come out of its low bun and over her long eyelashes. She brushed the wayward hair behind her ear, glancing sheepishly at Liam, slightly embarrassed at her own confidence.
Liam watched Monica's breasts bounce ever so slightly as she shook the printer. He didn't want to control his urges any longer, and even if he'd wanted to, he couldn't. His penis and brain were working in synergy, and in mere seconds, Liam managed to close the blinds of his office window while unplugging the printer. Finally, silence, except for a small gasp from Monica as he slid behind her, wrapping his arm around her waist, pressing his stiff member against her deliciously tight ass, and breathing a question into her ear. Can you fix this too?
Monica balanced herself with her hands on the printer, slightly arching her back so that her ass rocked even harder into Liam's rock-hard dick. Her head tilted into the nook between his neck and shoulder, and she could feel the rest of her long hair coming undone from its bun, filling in the gaps between his unbuttoned collar and warm skin. But what do I get in return? It was finally happening. She was right about him, about all of it. It was most certainly an invitation, and she was definitely going to come.
Liam flashed a wicked smile and murmured, "You get all of it." His tongue found its way to her neck, open and waiting for him. He kissed it earnestly, responding to her light moans with more intensity, sucking areas of her neck and tasting her, sweet and light.
Meanwhile, Monica closed her eyes in pleasure, but her hands knew exactly what to do. They first found their way to Liam's pants, unbuckling his belt as though she was an expert lockpicker. Once that was out of the way, she unleashed the zipper of his pants and pushed those down as well. Liam seemed to dance out of them, kicking them to the side. His boxer briefs were next, and with Monica's demanding tug, Liam's throbbing penis was finally out of its cage.
Liam couldn't take his hands off of Monica's breasts, but he wanted to feel them outside of that dress. So he did what any good manager would do. He improvised. He moved his mouth from the side of her neck to the back and used his teeth to unzip her back zipper. Finally, she wiggled her way out of the dress and turned to face him. He knew it. She looked even better in lingerie.
For the first time, they were face to face, staring at each other in disbelief for a few seconds before devouring each other with a passionate kiss. Monica grabbed the bottom of Liam's silky blue tie, brisk against her hot fingers, and brought him even closer to her. She was ready. "I want to feel you inside of me, right here."
Hearing Monica's plea only gave Liam more urgency to satisfy her every whim. But he wasn't done exploring her. Not yet. His free hand grazed Monica's exposed breasts, soft and round like peaches. He continued roaming, his fingers swirling against the curves of her waist and finally landing on top of her black thong. The lace scratched against him, an instigation. With one rough yank, he pulled them down. She gasped, and a small smile escaped her lips, inviting him to continue.
The pair moved in sync, removing anything that stood in their way. Their eager hands unbuttoned Liam's shirt, shoving it behind him. All that remained was his loosened blue necktie. They were ready, but Monica still had one last question. What if someone sees us?
Liam offered her a smug smile as he came up with his answer. Removing his necktie once and for all, he turned Monica around, giving himself a perfect view of her taut ass. Holding each end of his tie in both hands, he brought it around to Monica's breasts, pulling her closer to him without escape. She could feel the soft silk up against her nipples, hard like cherries. The tie glided up to her neck and continued upwards as Liam gracefully tied it around her eyes. They can't see you if you can't see them.
Monica laughed as shivers erupted along her spine. She was into this, into him. Her excitement and arousal grew with each passing second.
With that, Liam leaned into her, pushing her up against the printer, her calves working overtime to keep her stable. Finally, this printer was good for something. Do you like that?
I can't get enough. The tie around Monica's eyes had only heightened her other senses. She could feel her arousal smeared all over her inner thighs. She smelled Liam's cologne all over her. She begged Liam to take her from behind. Please fuck me like this.
Not yet. With one arm wrapped around her waist, Liam slid a hand against Monica's gleaming pussy, wet with desire. Two fingers slid instantly inside as one fervently circled her clitoris. Monica gave in to him, the backs of her legs buckling against his strong thighs. I want to taste you first.
Oh, yes. Monica didn't want it to end, but she needed more than just Liam's fingers. She decided to take control. Ripping off the tie from her eyes, she turned around to face him. With a coy smile, she grabbed the back of his head with one hand.
So you want more? He picked her up, positioning her back against the printer. In turn, she crossed her legs over his hips, her stilettos nearly digging into his ass cheeks. With an impatient groan, Monica cupped his thick cock in her other hand, forcing it into her pussy.
Give it to me, now.
Liam followed Monica's guidance, entering her completely, savoring the feeling of her warmth and wetness all over his cock, swelling inside of her. It's all for you. He sped up the movements without abandon, and she met his pace as he thrust in and out of her pussy. They moved together as one.
Yes, fuck, I'm so close.
Come on, my cock.
That's all she needed. Monica bit into Liam's neck to conceal the loud moan growing inside of her as she felt the sweet release of her own orgasm. Oh God, I want to feel you come inside of me.